And I ask the congregation to rise for a time of prayer this morning. And as I mentioned in the beginning of my sermon, it's really important, this time of prayer, that we offer these prayers. That's the beginning of the process. And you can note those names that we're uplifting on the back of your bulletin. You can even take those names home to pray over these individuals as well. We're also going to add Carl Holesto as well to the prayers. We heard in our call this morning that Carl got into kind of an accident as he was biking and with a car. I don't know the extent of it, but certainly got that request for prayer. Let us bow our heads for prayer. O God of love, thanks and praise be to you for sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to open your kingdom by means of his love and deliverance and glory on the cross. Greater love has no one than this. Work in us, your children, the gift of your love, that we be enabled to endure the struggles of faith and hope and to reflect your true glory all of our days. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Establish your whole church and this congregation to be walking and serving together in love for you and love toward one another and the world, that many come to the knowledge of your truth and salvation. Grant your strength and blessing to all who preach your life-giving word, and give those who serve as your loving hands to all who are in any need. Lord, in your mercy,
hear
our prayer. Grant your grace and wisdom to all who serve in the government of our country. Give strength and integrity of those in the armed forces and to all who serve and protect us in our communities. Give all agencies dedicated to the service of helping and healing people the freedom to do their good works for the support of all people. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Hear also now our prayers for all who are sick or hospitalized, the injured and the lonely. Grant that your healing love be administered faithfully by the medical professionals and those who supply the need in any way. Today, Lord, we especially uplift Carl in his time of need. We pray that you'd meet him. And between this time of unanswered prayer, of times of healing, Lord, encourage him that your presence is with him. Lord, for our students, teachers, all those that are working in our hospitals, as they navigate change, let them feel the stability of who you are, that you have the entire world in your hands. For Ton and Donna Helm, as they experience health changes. For Spencer, thank you for somewhat of recovery, but pray for his family that they would have full restoration with health. And also the names that we mentioned to you today, Kai, Holly, Joe and Caroline, Melody and Brad, Kathy, Bob, Georgette, Tim and Raina, Bev, Skip, Tom and Shannon, Steve, Mike and Brent, Carol, Courtney, George, Joyce, Brett, Cole, Jim, Betty, Riley, and Rune. And we thank you already for the good news of Rune's near recovery as well, Lord, and give you the praise and credit. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
It is into your hands, O Lord. We commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.